Today's an episode I think the majority, if not all of us, can relate to. I think it's important to peel back the curtain and make space to talk about the challenges and triumphs of modern-day working motherhood, but to do it through a Christian lens. So today we're diving into a topic that resonates with so many of us: how to find joy in the little moments of motherhood, even when life feels chaotic and overwhelming. Today's a quickie episode, but it's one where I'm praying you walk away encouraged. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. I'm Lindsay Walker, a wife and mom of three who loves Jesus, manages anxiety, and understands the difficulties of being a working mom. As a working mom myself, I know what it's like to wear multiple hats and sometimes struggle to keep up with the endless to-dos. You want to find a way to balance financial responsibility with your divine calling to raise God-fearing disciples and enjoy life in your present season. You are searching for a simplified way to live that aligns with your faith and values, offers freedom, and allows you to prioritize according to God's word. So, if you're eager to create a thriving reality while also showing up for your loved ones, you are in the right place and are welcomed here with open arms. Grab a cozy blanket and your favorite drink and gift yourself the next few minutes to join me in this time of renewal and growth. Let's take this journey together and live abundantly in all areas of our lives. Welcome to the Faith-Led Working Moms Podcast. It is so easy to get caught up in the hustle and stress of daily life, but it's important to pause and also savor the precious moments along the way. But how do we find joy in the midst of stress and overwhelm? And I think today is a fun episode because we're talking about some non-traditional ideas that can help us embrace the beauty of motherhood one small moment at a time, even if it's not necessarily scheduled either. So first off, I want us to remember the power that laughter has in our lives. In the middle of chaos, humor can seriously be a lifeline. Whether it's sharing silly jokes with your kids or finding humor in the everyday mishaps, which we know there's a lot of them, laughter has a way of lightening the mood and bringing joy to even the most challenging situations. And obviously, in some scenarios, this is hard to come by, but if I've personally learned anything lately, it's that we really don't have control over as much as we think we do. So lightening the mood by laughter where we can and adjust and adapt is a priceless gift we can give ourselves. The next one I want to bring up is something that I like to call holy interruptions. As Christian moms, we often have a tendency to stick to our meticulously planned schedules or easily feel like failures if things don't go as planned. But think about it. Sometimes the most meaningful moments we have happen when we allow ourselves to be interrupted. Whether it's a spontaneous hug from your child or a heart-to-heart conversation over dinner or at bedtime, taking on these interruptions as divine appointments and opportunities to connect on a deeper level, they're really priceless gifts. Another non-traditional idea is to incorporate mindfulness practices into your daily rhythm. Take a few moments each day to pause, breathe, and be present in the moment. Try taking life at a slower pace, even if it's going against what your intuition is telling you. Whether it's savoring a cup of coffee in the morning or taking an easy, relaxing walk with your family in the evenings, mindfulness can help you cultivate gratitude and appreciation for the little things in life. And finally, I don't want us to underestimate the power of community. Surrounding ourselves with other Christian moms who understand the unique challenges we face is an amazing space to be in. Whether it's joining a moms group at your church or school or connecting with fellow working moms online, like our free Facebook group, Faith-Led Working Moms on Facebook, having a supportive community can provide encouragement, perspective, and solidarity on your journey. But my prayer for you today is that you remember and you know that you're not alone in your struggle as a Christian working mom. God sees you, He loves you, and He is with you every step of the way. So try to embrace the chaos with maybe a little more lightheartedness and laughter. Find joy in the small moments and trust that God is working all things together for your good. Hey there. If you connected with this podcast in any way, I would love for you to leave a written review for the show over on Apple Podcast. It is such a blessing to be able to see and hear from you about the different ways God is using this podcast in each of our lives. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join us in the free Facebook community group, Faith-Led Working Moms, where you will be surrounded by like-minded community that shares in the same desire to live intentionally in our faith, family, and career. You will be showered with encouragement, fun challenges, practical tools, and resources to help you align your life with God's Word and restore your priorities with accountability. It's when we intentionally renew our minds and root ourselves in God's promises that we can actively live in the best that He has for us. And until we meet again, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. May He smile on you and be gracious to you. May He look your way and give you peace in all you do.